Hello, hello. Welcome to Nine and Combined. I'm Kevin.
I'm Sasha.
And we are so happy that you guys are here with us, and we're so excited to actually get behind the mic. We've got a really good show for you. A special guest, one of my best friends in the whole world, Mr. James Ball, is going to come on and talk some health stuff for us for the new year, and pretty excited.
Very excited.
All right, so let's go ahead and get to the show.
Let's go. Started.
Let's do it. So, like I said, I'm Kevin, and with me as always is my wife Sasha.
Hello.
And well, Nine and Combined, we are a combined family. We have 7 children. I came with 3, she came with 3, and then we had 1 together.
Yeah.
Super excited. You know, happy new year to everybody. We are now in 2021.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, 2020 was pretty rough.
We're not the only ones.
But it started
we out, know that.
Yeah. It started out great. I mean,
yeah, we are started out amazing.
Yeah. I mean, January 2021, we went on our first cruise together, which was absolutely amazing.
No, not January 2021.
I'm sorry, January 2020.
I'm like, I wish.
Sorry. See, that's how much I hated 2020. I just don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. No, it was fun. First cruise, first out of the country together.
Yeah. It was amazing. Then we came back and at the end of January and literally, what, maybe 2 weeks later, that's when the first COVID happened.
The
first COVID case.
Something like that. It was like mid-February.
Yeah. And I think, I literally think 2 weeks after we got back is when that huge cruise thing happened, when people were stuck on there because they were sick and they had to quarantine on the ship.
That would have been horrible.
Yeah. I mean, it would have been cool, but horrible at the same time, because I think they had to like literally stay in their rooms.
And we didn't have, in our room, we didn't have a window. Yeah. Like, that would have been horrible.
Yeah.
But
it was a lot of fun. Let's see. We had quarantine, then school got canceled.
And I got role of being a mom that gets to teach her kids. And yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. And we were doing the whole stay at home thing and everywhere was kind of shut down. And next thing you know, I'm hanging up some patio lights in the backyard. And like an idiot, I wasn't using a ladder. I decided to use.
And let's be real. I warned you. I said, do you really think it's safe to be using that stool? We have 3 bar stools. And we don't have a ladder. Well, we do now, but at the time you didn't.
And
I'll be fine.
You're right. And I guarantee anybody listening right now has at some point done something they know they shouldn't have done.
Absolutely.
And 99% of the time, it's going to be okay. But that 1%
hit us.
And that's what happened with me. So I was hanging up some patio lights and I took quite the spill while getting off of that bar stool. I was literally on my last strand of lights hanging up too.
Yep. Like we were like done.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, boom, I'm on the ground. I thought I snapped my leg in half. Worst. It was most excruciating pain I've ever been in my life. I thought I broke my leg. And here comes little Miss Wifey. Oh, do you need me to pick you up?
Didn't work out so well.
And Okay. Let this be known. I'm laying in a pile of rock that we have in the backyard.
Mind you, he's like, 100 pounds more than me.
Yeah. And here she comes. Oh, do you need me to pick you up? And I just look at her and I'm just like, come on. You know that's not happening. I just need to get inside and I need to get these pants off because I need to see what kind of damage I did. So my army skills came into play. And yeah. I army
Thank
crawled.
Goodness for video games, right? Learning skills.
But I army crawled back into the house and she helped me get my pants off and I could tell right away.
It swelled up instantly.
Well, and my leg was crooked. Like it was crooked at the knee.
Yeah.
So I knew something was wrong. And I mean, she can attest for this, but I hate going to the ER.
I think we both do.
And yeah, and I just think it's
a waste of money.
Personally, I think it's a waste of money unless you're seriously
unless in you've dire like need. Chopped a limb off or something.
Or having a heart attack. Yeah, or something, then you know. I was like, something is wrong. And I was freaking out because that's when COVID had really spiked and I didn't really want to go into the hospital. But I knew something was wrong. So I somehow managed to kind of crawl, slide, because there was no way I was walking on my leg. Not at all.
Yeah, you didn't. I can only imagine what our neighbors were thinking. We had neighbors behind us. You know they were watching when you fell. And I bet they all were just standing out there like laughing their butts off.
I mean, maybe. But at the same time, it's like if I see someone in that much pain laying on the ground, I'm not going to sit there and laugh. I mean, this isn't a TikTok video. This is real life.
It would have been a good one if
yeah. Oh, no.
It would have been good.
Yeah, it was bad. So anyway, we get to the hospital. Sorry. We get to the hospital and it was kind of one of those things. Obviously, we had our masks and we walk in. Didn't know how things were going to go. They basically wheeled me to the back. They actually allowed Sasha to come with me. They proceeded to do an x-ray.
Yeah, they gave you like horse tranquilizers.
Oh man, I was in so much pain. But anyway, the x-rays came back. So I had also hurt my foot when I landed as well. And they found a small fracture in my foot, but no breaks in my leg.
Right.
They said they possibly think that I had done something else, maybe torn something. And sure enough.
Go to the surgeon.
Well, actually, first I went to the physical therapist.
Oh, yeah, because we were like, eh.
Yeah, a good buddy of mine recommended him to me. So I called him up, made an appointment, saw him the next day, and went in there. And he's like, yeah. He's like, the doctor at the ER thought maybe it was my MCL that I had torn just because of where the pain was. When I got to the physical therapist, he said, yeah, I could see some damage with your MCL. He's like, but I'm afraid it's ACL too, which MCL, for people who don't know, your MCL heals on its own without surgery. So that would have been best case scenario, I guess.
That would have been better.
ACL is surgery. So when I heard him say that, all I can think of was, oh my God, what am I going to do? I have to work. So next day after that, the physical therapist made a phone call. The surgeon's like, yep, yeah, I will see him tomorrow. So I got into the surgeon right away. So all this kind of happened really quick and surprisingly quick because of everything going on with COVID. Went in, saw the surgeon. He thought the same thing. Once again, because of COVID, I could not get in to get a MRI for a month and a half.
Yeah, it was mid-May or something like that when we could finally.
Yeah, and this happened at the end of March.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I remember right, it was like May 15th. But
yeah.
So I walked around with a limp. Basically, once I got my MRI, a partial tear of the MCL, a complete tear of the ACL,
yep,
and a complete tear of the lateral meniscus. So
I didn't think it was a complete of the lateral.
It was. They ended up having to cut it all out.
Okay.
So in July, I had to schedule out till July to get surgery. So I spent 3 months recovering from that. And I'm still recovering, to be completely honest. But
yep.
3 months, I was able to at least get around again and
get back to work.
Yeah, get back to work. So come September, I'm back at work. You know, hours slowed down. It was a really rough year.
Yeah.
For everybody. And I know our story is that's what it is. And I know a lot of people went through so much. And
we had surgeries other than yours, too. So my daughter Olivia, she's 12.
Mm-hmm.
She had to have eye surgery. Then I had a surgery. It was just.
That's true. It was, yeah. And then on top of that, with all six of the kids having to basically be home and try to learn and do all their work via Zoom,
luckily,
or Teams or whatever. I can't remember what video source they were using for school. But either way, it was really weird, really hard. And
luckily, my kid's school district got to, so I know that this was an option for some parents. So we, my ex-husband and I had the option to do like half and half, like online and school, or go in person full time or online in person. And we just felt like it was best for our kids to go back to what they felt was normal. Mind you, where my kids go to school, it's a small community, smaller at least. They went back to in-person learning until there were a couple incidences where my high schooler had to be out of school, but for quarantining. But for the most part, like, they were in person and it was somewhat normal to them. So I think that's what was really important to us as parents, was our kids feeling somewhat normal.
Right. My kids, on the other hand, it was kind of weird. Their mom actually opted them out of school for this entire year, which their school started up, I think, around October.
Yep.
But they shut down shortly after that. So in a way, I'm kind of glad they didn't end up going to school, just because
right.
It was pointless to go for 2 weeks and then get shut down again. But, oh, man, I'm so happy 2020 is over.
Me too. I'm over it.
Yeah, it's crazy. And now we're into 2021.
Yep.
Which this year I feel is going to be pretty big for us. We have a lot going on, including this podcast. I'm super excited about it and
back at it. And
yeah, I really think that everybody will enjoy listening to our crazy stories of our huge family and
lots of laughs. I can tell you that there's always lots of laughs with our stories, whether it's about us or about our kids or whatever. Like, we're pretty funny.
Right. With being 2021, that brings up the next, I guess, question I have for you.
For me?
Well, for us, I guess.
Okay.
But, you know, we haven't really talked about this to each other. So I was just curious, you know, what your New Year's resolution is.
I have certain small goals that lean more into bigger goals for myself.
James, coming on, the health expert, the man of all trades.
Yeah.
You know, personally, my New Year's resolution is to just be better overall.
Better person.
Better person, better father, better husband. I don't necessarily think I'm bad at any of those at all.
You're not.
I always feel there's always room for improvement. And I always feel like in our situation, being a combined family, I don't only have, and you don't only have, the stress and the have to put in the hard work for being a normal parent, but also being a step parent. And I think sometimes with having two different sides with a separate mother and a separate father with these children, it could be a little difficult. And
I think little is an understatement.
I mean, that is true.
Being a step parent is by far harder than just being a parent, in my opinion.
It really is. And I think for me anyway, reasoning behind that, I think it's harder because as a parent, you have full control. You have full control of disciplining.
Correct.
Just the whole aspect of it. Whereas being a step-parent, you're also having to comply with the other parent and respecting them.
Right.
And also knowing that they have their own set of rules at their house. Whereas here, we have our rules, and just trying to combine the two is really hard.
But that can be a whole whole nother episode. Trust me.
That could be the next 100 episodes, to be honest. But
it's okay. I'm going to answer you, though, because you said New Year's resolution. I never really fully answered. So I, last year, tried working towards a fitness goal. And you and I both know this. I tried really hard. I was working out. A dream of mine is to get on stage and be in bikini and to show. And last year, I was working hard at it. And then we got a house. We moved. Things got crazy. Like, COVID hit. There was no sense in paying for training if I couldn't even, like, go to the gym. So I kind of let myself go again, which I was super, super upset at myself for. So this year, I plan on working my butt off, working towards that goal and sticking with it. And now we have also an in-home gym that we got last spring.
Yeah, that we built.
That's
the gym shut down. You know, we decided we needed something and built this gym, even though I haven't been able to use it as much with my injury and surgery and everything. But
right.
Anyway, I'm sorry, continue.
No, you're fine. So there are no more excuses. It's no more, oh, you can't go outside and run, or you can't, you know, go to the gym. They're closed down. I have gym here. I have cardio here. Like, we have everything here now. So that's something that I am really working hard towards.
With this new year and how shitty last year was.
Yeah.
I think that this year is definitely going to be, at least I'm hoping, the best year we've had. I mean, every year to me gets better.
Yeah.
For us as a couple. I think we've outdone anybody's expectations.
I think so too.
You know, a lot of people think what we have done is pretty crazy and hard, and I think it's brought us all closer together, and I mean, I think we've done a great job. And yeah. Anyway, with the health side of things, you know, it's no longer I want to get fit to look good going out to the bars or running shirtless like Baywatch on the on the beach, you know. It's no longer about that. Now I'm at an age, I'm 36. I just want to be healthy because I don't want to have any complications later on. And I want to be there for my children, for you.
Grandchildren,
you know, graduations. I want to be there, you know, and that's kind of my mindset. And I think this year it just needs to happen. It's going to be a lot of work. And honestly, I think this here, what we're doing, this podcast is kind of going to be my therapy, and it's going to motivate me in a way. And
yeah,
and I think it's altogether going to be a good year.
Yep.
I know the question comes up a lot about busy schedules. How are we going to have time to work out? What are we going to do to make a meal that's quick, could feed the whole family, but still healthy? Because a lot of people think, oh no, you know, to eat healthy, you have to prep all week. You have to do this, you have to do that, you know, and oh, I don't have time for that. Luckily,
you make the time.
I mean, you have to make the time. Absolutely. We're actually going to go ahead and we're going to get James on the line, and he's going to talk to us about all of that and hopefully not only help us out, but help all of you guys out as well.
Yeah.
It should be fun and interesting. So let's go ahead and get James on the line and let's see what he has to say.
Okay.
All right, welcome back. And with us is my brother from another mother. I've known him since I was about, what, James, 3 years old?
Yeah, when I used to change your diaper. You still won't let that one go.
You're never going to let it go. It's always going to be there, even though we're the same age, but you were changing my diapers for some reason.
So you were I had to look out for you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for coming on with us today, man. I mean, we appreciate it, and we know everybody listening is going to appreciate it as well, because you're basically the man of all trades, but your specialty is health and fitness, and I think with us coming into the new year, a lot of people have their New Year's resolutions, and I think, you know, that's kind of hard for a lot of people to do because, you know, busy schedules, and I think that's where you can give some good advice. So if you would, I'd like you to kind of introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, and your background.
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, my name is James Ball. I'm 37 years old, and the lifestyle that I live, it does make a big difference as far as internal youth and things of that nature. And, you know, having no joint pains or any complications on those type of levels does make a big difference when it comes to your health and your active lifestyle. And being a full-time father, you know, that that takes a big contribute as well, because, you know, now it's not, you're not thinking about yourself anymore. You're thinking more about your generation to continue on and you know, have them live your legacy and go beyond that. And so it makes a big difference. But you know, going to, so I got my certification through NASM and Paul Check, the Check Institute. I went to K-State as a decathlete, and I was a full ride scholarship for track and field. My background is kinesiology as far as my major. When I was back in college, I just wanted to learn everything about the body. It's amazing how we are geared and put together with all these tiny little details. And so whatever you do to your body, it makes a big, big, big difference. It, you know, it does start off with, you know, the two different major things in order to survive. Breathing, you know, breathing is, a lot of people, you know, like, oh yeah, I breathe all the time. But us as humans, as we get older, what happens is we tend to have stress in our world, lots of stress, whether it is, you know, being a parent or dealing with work or health problems or whatever other type of complications that come along that way, we tend to stress. And so it does take an impact on our breathing. Me being a exercise coach and a personal trainer and a nutritionist, you know, it's very, very important that you learn how to breathe. And that's one of the biggest that I do with my clients is teach them how to breathe through their diaphragm, because that's going to help them with their tummy. Now, a lot of people, when they look at their stomach, they're like, oh my God, I have this excess fat, but they're not really thinking more deep within. Like, so when I check them and I look at how they're breathing, that makes a serious contribute to their health and fitness. And I tell them, well, obviously you have a lot of stress in your world. And I could tell by the way you're breathing through your chest, through your shoulders, you're not breathing through your nostrils, and obviously through your stomach. They're like, wow, what does that mean? Well, it means that your diaphragm's been turned off. And if your diaphragm's turned off, that means your transverse abdominis, which is that thin sheet of abs that goes across the abdomen, gets relaxed and it bulges out. So then pretty much your vital organs press against your abdominal wall, giving you that belly fat look, which I know a lot of people feel like they struggle with, but if they actually learn how to engage through their breathing, that will actually help with not only getting their stomach to be more flat again, but also get the nutrition, the food and everything, digestion, the pumping mechanism through their gut, so that they're alleviating, eliminating all the bile and the waste that is happening with inside. So obviously when it comes to fitness, it's not just about working out, which, you know, that a lot of people tend to feel like they have to go towards. It's more of a lifestyle, you know, and with the Czech Institute, they teach you everything about the person, you know, like you are what you eat, your sleep patterns, even your bowel movements. You can even look at your bowel alone will give you an indicator of if are you hydrated, are you eating too much processed foods, or you're trying to eliminate some type of bacteria infection, things of that nature. And very lastly, it is the fitness side. So if you look at, do you have stress in your world? Are you lacking sleep? Are you not drinking plenty of water? Are you not eating the right foods? Those are more important than just working out.
Right. And actually, sorry to interrupt you, but no, I think a lot of people have it in their minds. And, you know, I was guilty of this as well. You know, we're so blinded by what you see on TV. You know, every movie star, athlete, you know, you just see these guys walking around with six packs and you think, oh my gosh, like they're just that lucky. You know, they don't even have to do anything. But in all reality, they work their asses off. You know, they hire people like you to constantly train them 24/7, and chefs and people prepping their food. And I think a lot of people just don't realize that you have to not make the excuse of not having time. You have to make that time, whether it's losing a little bit of sleep. I know sleep is very important, but I also think, you know, if you have to wake up an hour earlier to help that, I think benefit in a lot of ways. And I think that's just the mindset a lot of people have.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, especially with being in the United States, we are a $1 billion industry when it comes to fitness. And you think about how many fads there are there as far as workouts, food, pills, you know, all these amazing trainers, and they all have their own way of doing things. But yet we're still have a crisis of even in like that's going into a generation with our kids with, you know, people that have high cholesterol, you know, diabetes, obesity, and, you know, having a lot of major issues that could be eliminated by just living the lifestyle instead of. So when a lot of people talk about diets, I don't believe in diets. I've never have and never will believe in diets, because diets mean temporary fix. And if you want a temporary fix, that's the road that you're going to be taking, which then creates that yo-yo effect. You start off, you're like, okay, I'm going to do this for 90 days. You know, the keto diet, which is the most popular thing right now. Let's say the keto diet. I'm going to do that for 90 days. I'm not going to eat any carbs. I'm just going to neglect the carbs, eat a lot of proteins and fats, and I'm going to lose weight. Yeah, you do lose the weight. But what happens when you go onto that cruise or that vacation and you reintroduce the things that you've been neglecting for so long? Your body goes through a mechanism where it's going to want and eat and absorb. And it's like, I don't know when the next time you're going to feed me a carb or sugar. So I'm going to hold on to it as much as I can so that I can store as fat and be able to hold on to as long as I can. In the long run, that will affect you where now you're going to gain way more weight than it is as if you were to just live a lifestyle, be everything in moderation, you know, your carbs, your fats, your proteins, and your vegetables. Living, you know, being a father, you know, not only do I think about myself, but I got to think about my kids and their lives. And so something that is very simple, and this is what I do with my son and I do with everybody else, I say, keep it simple. That's all you got to do. And I know it sounds like, well, it can't be that easy. I'm like, yes, it is. You know, I just tell people in threes. I want you to, like Kevin, so let's do it right now. I want you to list three good vegetables that you love, that you can, your go-getters, that you can express with your family, your kids, because we're not going to be separating anything from your kids, from you, your wife, or anybody else. What are three main vegetables that you like that you can go to every single time?
Broccoli, asparagus, and
carrots.
Yeah, we do a lot of carrots or green beans.
Yeah.
Okay, carrots or green beans. You can even mix those together. Okay, so you got those three. Now, give me three lean proteins.
Chicken, beef, fish.
Okay, well, what kind of fish, Sasha?
Oh, I don't eat the fish.
But if there was one, what would it be?
Tilapia.
Okay, cool. So lean tilapia loins are awesome. All right, now give me three carbs that you love that are good complex carbs.
Is jasmine rice one?
It can be, yeah.
Your whole wheat bread.
Yeah.
Whole wheat bread, multigrain. Okay, what else?
I want to say pasta. I love pasta.
You can do pasta. Well, yeah. And what kind of pasta can you eat that would be considerably healthy that doesn't have all the preservatives of unbleached white flour and things of that nature? What kind of pasta can you eat? Whole wheat. Okay, what else?
Well, zucchini noodles. And squash noodles.
There you go. Okay. Oh my gosh, okay, so now you just, I know, right? So, okay, now you just gave me three combinations of everything. Now think about how many meals you can make with just those three things of every of those categories. You can have, yeah, exactly. So if you had, let's say you had your zucchini noodles with chicken and what are we missing? So you had your proteins, you got your vegetables, and then your carb, your carb with that. But I guess you can have a little bit of both. But you get what I'm getting at here,
yeah.
Is that if you keep it simple, and then all you have to do is have something that doesn't have a lot of sodium in it, so like Mrs. Dash, and then having a combination with your Mediterranean sea salt or pink salt, that makes a meal for the whole entire family that is very healthy. You know what's in it. Because, like, for example, like, what is the ingredients in the rice?
Wheat and grains, right? Yeah.
It's right. Yeah. Okay. But if I were to tell you Uncle Ben's broccoli cheddar rice, what are the ingredients in it?
Okay. You got dairy and you've got
sodium, you got dairy, you've got.
Well, yes. Well, what I'm getting at here is that you have a laundry list of all these ingredients to make that Uncle Ben's rice that has a lot loaded with preservatives. Possibly sugar, because about 80% of our food in the United States obtains sugar. And sugar is what's causing a lot of obesity, overweight, and things of that nature on top of sodium. So if you can eliminate having all that stuff that you're eating that's on the shelf that has a, you know, a longevity life, you're winning the goal. So that's why, I can talk about, you know, nutrition more than anything, because that is 80% of what's going to help you lose weight, give you the look that you like, maybe even give you the sizes that you wanted or those old pictures that you look back upon way back when. So we haven't even talked about fitness, you know, as far as weightlifting and things of that nature. We just talked about nutrition because it's that important, especially for kids. because you got to think about what these kids are eating these days. You know, fast food chains are just dominating our kids' future. And like, you know, it's simple, you know, like I know it might be hard to make those type of meals, but at the same time, you're impacting their world that they're teaching them how to, you know, think about their bodies and what to decide from. I've known since my son, you know, he's a great swimmer. He's one of the best swimmers here in Colorado. In fact, he was the fastest kid at his age group in the 50 free in the Colorado. So he's an amazing and dominated kid. But at 6 years old, has six pack, and he's just shredded. But do you think that he would have got that just, you know, eating McDonald's preservatives and junk food and drinking soda and things of that nature?
No, absolutely not. And actually, that brings up a good point. I think a lot of people, back to the busy schedules, you know, I think people grab the fast food because it's convenient and it doesn't take time for them to have to prep and cook.
Sorry.
I was just going to say, what advice would you give to somebody in that situation that, you know, I don't have time to make dinner. I just got to grab something so my family can eat. Like what?
Especially parents that have kids in sports. That's my biggest thing is my kids, you know, all three of them are in sports. So when we are practicing, we're talking 5-6 nights a week. So sometimes the weekends are filled up too. So, you know, it's so easy for parents like myself to just go and grab rather than plan, I guess.
So, yeah, I guess. Yeah. So what would you do in that situation? Because, I mean, you're busy. I mean, you have four jobs and, you know, and you're a full-time absolutely. Parent and, you know, your kids have sports. And so in that kind of situation, what do you do instead of going and grabbing that quick and easy McDonald's or Taco Bell? What advice would you give a parent to kind of get away from that, an easier way out?
So it all has to do with your time management. Obviously, yes, we do have a lot of things that go on in our world, and there's only 24 hours in a day. But if you know that, for example, my son has a swim meet on a Saturday, and I have 2 days to know, or 3 days, or even a week to know what is yet to come, you got to make sure that you have things prepped. You know, things that will actually give them the nutritious food, especially being an athlete, that they're eating the right foods. And so what I normally do is I meal prep everything before, you know, the night before, the day before, or even 2 days before, so that I know, okay, what are they going to eat for dinner? You can even write this stuff down. You know, we have calendars. We've got, you know, everything's electronic these days. So you can set reminders, or, you know, even if you were to Google, I mean, Google is such a great resource these days. I mean, that's how I even started my journey when I started cooking myself. But if you Google like healthy snacks for an athlete or a kid, you pop up numerous things where, you know, it'd be like celery with peanut butter and raisins, or, you know, or some type of chicken wrap with a high fiber, you know, wheat bread or wheat tortilla. So like there's so many different ways. And I know one of the meals that I make for my son, because he loves it, is Nutella, banana in a wrap, you know, with peanut butter. And he loves it. He just eats that. But it has great source of, you know, you have your carbs, you have your fats and your proteins. And so it just takes you back to that the threes that I've been telling you about, always focusing on. So basically you got to plan things ahead and knowing that it's not only going to be about what's going on in your world, but if you have kids, you got to be thinking about them as a healthy individual, because we are their first generation of teachers. And so if they're not learning from us, then eventually they're going to have to learn from someone else, or they're just not going to learn at all. And that's what lacks that learning curvature to giving them a healthier lifestyle, instead of going through that quick phase of just, okay, we're just going to hit McDonald's or hit something that's convenient, because then it's loaded. I know for a fact that, you know, since my son eats so healthy, if he eats McDonald's, he would be cramping and like he would have the worst stomach pains for 3 days. Yeah. Just to say that, but
no, you're absolutely right, man. And I think even parents that do prep and they get their kids fed right, I think another big thing that I have experienced myself, when you have so much going on, you tend to, one, either lack of eating, which is just as unhealthy as eating terrible, or mm-hmm. two, just way overeating and indulging in whatever the hell you want to, you know, grabbing those Twinkies, grabbing Taco Bell, grabbing, you know, all of that crap, just because it gives you that 1 to 2 minute satisfying
need.
Yeah, like a need, you know, and it makes you feel better. But then after you eat that, you feel like shit. And I think a lot of parents out there,
and then you regret it.
Yeah, and I think a lot of parents
guilt trip.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, especially we were talking about 2020 earlier, just all the stress that that brought everybody and all the challenges it gave to many people. I think that people were in that position where they were financially in a bind and they just indulged in whatever they wanted, you know, and I
or
think,
whatever they could afford.
And that's the thing. Yeah. And
yeah.
So I guess where I'm getting at is exactly what Sasha just said, the affordability stuff. I mean, a lot of people think eating healthy is very expensive. Can you kind of go over what, like, ways of making it to where it could be cheaper than going out and grabbing, grabbing McDonald's or Taco Bell?
So the best thing that I do, and it you can make it even stretch out even more, but I mean, if you want to invest into Costco or Sam's Club, which is more things in bulk, that will right there eliminate the cost, because if you buy things in bulk, all you have to do is, so for example, let's say you get about 15 cuts of pork loins. You know, you open it up, you individually wrap each pork loin, and then you I usually put them in a bag and I write down pork loins. So right there, so let's say you're having a party of three, you take out three, you put it in the sink or in the microwave, let it defrost throughout the day. So then you already have dinner ready for when, or ready to be prepped right when you get home. So then that's one less thing you have to worry about. So if you would get things in bulk, that, and that's what I do personally, I get things in bulk for my protein. And then I go to like a health store, you know, King Super is a very affordable store where it's one of the healthiest stores in the country. But I usually go to get, you know, because they have local farms that support them. And so you get all this great fresh greens. And so I will actually get my proteins like at Sam's Club or, you know, Costco. And then I get my vegetables at a local store because you want those fresh. If you're not going to the store at least 2 to 3 times a week, then you're short living yourself. And you're obviously eating out too much. And that's when you start packing on all that preservatives and junk food, and it just starts sitting and settling in your gut. So I actually wrap those. And so when I take those out, okay, I'm like, okay, what can I pair with it? I can either go back to those pair of threes, or I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make myself a nice lean cuisine, or make something that's a cuisine that's a little bit mixture of everything in it. But I try to keep it simple, especially with clients, because I want you to understand what you're putting in your palate that's going straight to your gut. So if you keep it simple, saying, okay, I'm gonna have pork loins or pork chops with broccoli and a sweet potato, that has everything, all the rich properties that you need. You got your vegetables, you got your carbs, your complex carbs or regular carbs, and you've got your fats. So you have everything in that meal. Yeah. So basically, you know, just prepping things in advance and just putting them in your freezer, or invest even to a deep freezer as well, so that you can have those off to the side, so then you can pull more out. And that's going to be more, yes, you might be paying a little bit more upfront, but it's going to last when it comes to prepping.
And I'm glad you bring that up as well, because a huge lifesaver for our family, with our large family, we, you know, investing in an Instant Pot and an air fryer.
That's huge.
Yeah, it's absolutely done wonders for us. Because, I mean, then you could literally, you can have chicken done in 20 minutes, you know, and it's done perfectly. Or you can let it sit all day where you're at work, and then you come home from work and boom, it's ready, you know? So right. I think if with all these new inventions coming out, I think it's making things a little bit easier, but I think a lot of people still have the old school mindset. I think it's been really tough. Yeah. Those are some really good points, man. And that makes a lot of sense.
But I mean, if you think at the same time too, you know, when it comes to people going out to eat, they don't realize how much that tack on, where you're like, okay, for example, for you having a large family, I'm pretty sure you're spending at least 60 to 80 bucks, maybe 100, depending on where you're at, a meal for that one day. Now think about how much you can do from $60 to $100 if you were to plan out by buying your proteins, your carbs, and your fats, or whatever the case might be, how that will really truly benefit you and how that would stretch out for one day to 1 week or even a month.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's crazy expensive for us to go out to eat with all of us. So our schedule, you know, our schedule, 1 week we have my kids, 1 week we have her kids. You know, typically we have four kids at a time. So when we have four kids, and it's only four kids, but just the six of us to go out is easily $50 to $60.
If not more, yeah.
And that's somewhere not high class, quick, easy. You know, even McDonald's, man. We can go to McDonald's.
Oh, I know.
And it's, you know, $40. I think with, you know, that $40 probably could have fed our entire family for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, for one day.
Yep.
So.
Exactly. And see, people just don't see. They want to, like, give themselves excuses. Well, eating healthy is too expensive. But then you got to think about all the health complications that come along with it. So, yeah, you might go to McDonald's and get the dollar menu of eating something that's low-grade meat and low nutrient dense. And then what happens after that? You go to the doctor and they're like, well, you have high cholesterol. You have this, this, and this. And they start listing all this stuff. And now they're like, okay, well, you're going to have to do this in order for you to get all that complications away. But then you get stuck in this system where now you're taking all this medication and now it's all the side effects. And now your whole body is just going against you. And it just, you start gaining weight. You start having more stress. You feel more depressed, things of that nature. And that comes along with the poor nutritional diet that you're, you know, what you're including into your lifestyle. You know, you don't have that energy, because think about what's in junk food, if there's any life. And I truly believe that, you know, they have those books where they show the aura of like broccoli compared to something like a McDonald's, you know, burger or whatever. There's no nutritional density in there that's living matter, that we live off this stuff. That's why we have this kick full of food for this earth that actually gives us. Well, you know, back in the day, there was never a McDonald's. There was nothing on those lines. You had to be a pioneer. You had to learn how to cook. You had to learn how to harvest and eat the stuff that you made. And I think that now that we have this new system and things are much easier, it's easier just to go there. But at the same time, you're looking at yourself over the longevity of time, like, oh my God, what happened to me? What is different? You know, like, I used to be this, but now I'm overweight. I'm stressed out. I'm getting more gray hair. I have acne, or, you know, I just can't get my life together. And, you know, you start thinking about the things that you are doing and what you included in your world that has caused you to be unsatisfied with your lifestyle and what your image. And, you know, we are humans and we base ourselves off our image and, you know, what we look like. And so if you're not taking care of your inside, well, it's going to reflect on the outside, you know, with your moods and your energy level and, you know, your confidence. And, you know, just being able to keep yourself going as a, you know, we are like engines. You know, if you give your car water, it's not going to run right. But if you give it what it needs, which is gasoline or electricity now these days, mm-hmm. then it's going to fuel that car to be able to do its function. That's the same thing as human beings. You know, it does make a big contribute to. And it's very important what you put in your body, because if you don't, that's why our people are dying at an earlier age. And now it's affecting our kids, where our kids, our generation of kids are going to die before us, because the way the system has gone, where it's easier, yeah, like you said, to go to a fast food or to pop something in the microwave or, you know, to get something on the go that's in the cabinet. And they're not thinking about the nutritional meals that they should be eating that you won't get unless you actually taking the time to put in. I mean, I can make a meal within less than 40 minutes, a whole meal. And, you know, it's just knowing like how to map things out and what to put in first and then letting everything come together. And that's exactly what I do every single day. And also, you know, especially with my kids, you know, my son, I try to teach them now. Because when they get older, I'm like, you're going to be moving out of the house. You got to start making positive decisions about what you're putting in your palate. Because, like, he'll have his moments where he'll just start eating junk food. And then he's like, oh, my stomach, it hurts. It hurts so bad. And then he's on the toilet for at least 45 minutes to an hour. I'm like, but and then I tell him, I'm like, okay, what can you do that could counter that. And, you know, just being from the nutritional background, you know, you can't tell a human being or an individual like, okay, you need to cut out everything. It's more or less of, you know, if you like, for you, for example, for you, Kevin, you know, like when you were chewing and you're eating lots of junk food and you're, man, all about the caffeine and the sugar, you know, some of the things I told you to do was to, you want to wash out those areas. So, you know, first thing I told you to do was, you know, drink plenty of water. And you're like, well, how do you know how much water you should be drinking? And you want to be drinking half your body weight in ounces. And that's how you can be an indicator. And that's your minimal. And then, you know, it's like, okay, so instead of having energy drinks, maybe you could try coffee with, and it's crazy as it sounds, but, you know, putting butter in your coffee because it's good fat and it gives you that satisfaction. Or, you know, you could still put cream. But, you know, thinking about how to take those little areas and substitute or other areas where you include more of, and they will wash those things out where you're not going to want it anymore. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really does, man. And honestly, you always have been my like number one that I've gone to for advice when I'm seeking help for my health. And, you know, one thing I kind of want to rewind a little bit, but there's something you've always told me, and I kind of want you to elaborate on it, but you always told me to look at your stool. You said you've always said, your stool kind of indicates how healthy you are.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit why that is.
Well, it's like a post marker. It, cause I mean, think about it. It's what you eating, and then eventually it's going to come out. But, if all this makes sense. So if you were to, I mean, I highly suggest anybody that is listening to invest into this book. It's called How to Eat, Move, and Be Healthy by Paul Check. And that's everything that I'm basically telling you right now, because it tells you about what is in our food, the industry, water, you know, how the kinetic energy works throughout the body. And it also has stuff about your breathing. It also talks about, you know, even like workouts and also stress levels. And there's a great quiz in there that teaches you about yourself, where the things that you need to be focusing on. So it's like, oh, wow, you have a lot of stress in your world, so maybe you need to revert to this. Or you are lacking a lot of sleep, so maybe you need to revert to that. And so there's a lot of great great things in that book that I think a lot of people will benefit from. But and also it talks about your bowel movements. So just think of it as like, you know, a criminal, you know, where like you're in CSI where they have all those little lineups and they're like, okay, who's the one that's doing what in your gut pretty much. And you got, so on average, you want to have between 6 to 12 inches of a smooth bowel movement. That's what everybody wants. You know, something that's very healthy. You obviously have all the great indicators in there. And when it comes to like, you know, certain things that is going on in your stomach, if you look at your bowels, you'll notice a lot. And a lot of people tend to have constipation. That's one of the biggest areas. And how do you know if you have constipation? Is that like, well, if you have like a rocky stool or like little pebbles, that obviously has to do with, you know, dehydration or stuff that your body's lacking. Either fiber is a big contributor, so you're not eating enough vegetables. But if you have like, for example, like little, like have you guys ever ate corn? And it, I swear to God, you think that the corn just came through the exact same way in your stool?
Every time I eat it.
Exactly. So I know it sounds weird and crazy, but literally you're like, okay, well, why does it look like that? And why is it coming through my stool looking like a big old kernel? And it makes total sense, because it's something that your body doesn't want and doesn't need. And it's crazy to say that, but, you know, corn is a frankenfood. You know, it's not something that we actually need and has not much nutritional value. And I know that a lot of people probably will argue with that, but I mean, if it comes out the exact same way, you know, it's like, okay, then I can question that.
Right.
But so your body is trying to eliminate, you know, bacteria or the things that is loaded that's in there. It's like, okay, I don't need this. I want to flush it out. you know, the exact same thing with people that have diarrhea. You know, that's obviously a built up of bacteria infection or whatever the case might be, or fungus, but your body swells and all the water is being driven to the stomach because your vitals and your vital organs and everything is very important in that area. So when it swells your stomach and you're like, oh my God, I feel crappy, I feel bloated, it's because your body's trying to dilute whatever you put in its body, which is tenfoldly, 9 times out of 10, it has to do with some type of junk food, like processed foods or fast food, but it swells the stomach and then it comes out, you know, liquidy or soft, whatever. But, and then you obviously have other stools, like, you know, if it comes out like a distinct faded color, but then it floats, you know, that, or yeah, that has too much fat. So, you know, just look in the, if you just That's check crazy. Out that book that I just told you. Yeah, I know. It's there's a lot that goes on to it, but it's like, well, do I need to be over here and make this like a crime scene investigation and be studying every stool that comes out of me? No, but I mean, you know, when you're sitting on the toilet for at least 45 minutes to an hour and your legs fall asleep and you have the ring mark on your butt cheeks, obviously you're constipated or you're having some type of IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Or there's something that's wrong with you and you're not processing and pushing out the food. Okay. But,
see, that's so. Really good info, man. Honestly,
that's really good. I would have never thought of any of that.
Yeah. And I bet a lot of people that are listening are probably completely dumbfounded right now, just like I am, you know. It's crazy how much you can tell about your health just by basically your morning shits. You know what I mean? It's crazy. I mean, to be completely blunt, that's what it is, you know, and that's insane. I mean,
I feel like I'm going to be the mom that tells my kids, make sure your stool is 6 to 12 inches long.
Exactly. You know what? Like, hey, was it a good one? Did you have to wipe? Even though you need a wipe anyway, but if it's like a clean wipe, that's like the bonus on top of everything. It's like the icing on the cake with the cherry on top. But, right. You know, it makes my day when you're like, okay, so if you don't have to, you don't need to push it out. It'll just come out and it's like, really, this is inside me? You know, that's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, geez, okay. It's like catching that one big fish and, you know, you're taking a smile with it. And, you know, it's like, literally, like, I got to share this with someone. And I'm going to call Kevin 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, hey, guess what? I just did a 12-inch shit and it felt amazing.
Yeah, you don't have to call me on that one.
It's like, all right,
hey,
son.
Hey, maybe.
All right, son, good job. You made it 10 minutes. Let's shoot for 7 tomorrow, you know?
Exactly. You know what? You know, it's like having that, you know, that bonding moment. It's like, this was such a great moment in my life. I finally accomplished something. But it's very, very important that you do take care of yourself. Because, I mean, you only get one chance at life. And, you know, you want to live it right. Because you don't want to live, the remainder of your life in agonizing and pain and being full on meds and being bedridden and having someone changing your diaper, giving you sponge baths from your bedside, the side of your bed. It's like, okay. That's not the life that I want.
I don't know. Those last two things you said sound pretty good.
you really would take that sponge bath?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Depends who's giving it to me.
Yeah, right.
Put some water on you with some breeze. It's just very important because, I mean, like, you know, that will actually, you know, having live living organisms of food that you eat, like vegetables and your fruits, your legumes and, you know, anything on those lines, that's what slows down the process of age. And that's very, very important because have you ever looked at an apple when you cut it open or open up a banana? What happens to it?
Eventually it gets brown. It goes bad.
It's brown. So imagine that, but the exact same thing happening to us. If we eat junk food and we're eating all this stuff and being in toxic environments, not getting plenty of sleep, you know, always on the go, but yet not taking care of yourself, you know, being around toxic air, smoking, you know, or being in like near a plant or not putting yourself in a very, very positive atmosphere or an environment, that's exactly what happens to our body. Our body speeds up its metabolism and it oxidizes. And you start to short-live your life because your body is breaking down quicker than it actually is living.
Yeah. It's a huge eye-opener.
Yeah, man, that's amazing. Okay, so with all that, I mean, that's 80%, like you said. 80% is you're eating, and the other 20% is working out. Now, I think a lot of people struggle with that with time constraints as well. What are things busy parents or even people who aren't parents just have busy schedules. What are things they can do at home to still maintain a nice physique, stay healthy, and, you know, not just end up being couch potatoes? What are things that you do? I know you spend a lot of time at the gym, and I mean, you're training clients, you're working out yourself, but those days that you just can't make it to the gym because you had to work late or your son had swimming or something along those lines, what's some advice you can give to people listening who are in that situation to where they can still get a decent workout at home to maintain or even get to a better figure?
You know, you have to, you know, you could do fitness anywhere and you can use anything as weight. I mean, you have a briefcase, you have a backpack, you even got food, you know, you even got your child, you know, there shouldn't be an excuse in that avenue. You know, cause you could even also include your kids in that workout or whatever the case might be. But, you know, just getting up, if you were to do, you know, even burpees is one of those universal, ways of, you know, full body workout, you know, doing full body stuff, doing calisthenics, you know, your own body weight is a lot enough, you know? So if you're already overweight, you know, you can use your body weight to squat or do lunges or do push-ups or even do burpees, you know what I'm saying? So there shouldn't be an excuse for all that stuff, but you could also, you know, so like, for example, if you're a business guy and you're by your desk, you know, getting up every hour and doing maybe 20 to 30 squats or doing inverted push-ups or, you know, like leaning against your desk, you know, having your briefcase, you can do curls into a shoulder press, you know, just be creative, you know what I'm saying? And you can, you know, and also it gets the blood flow going again too. So, you know, just sitting there countless hours and you're just by that computer screen or you're by the phone, what can you do to get that heart rate back up just to, you know, start burning again? Cause what happens is you sit in there, you get bored. What happens if you get bored? You start getting the munchies. You start snacking on stuff. And then you're like, okay, well, here comes that pack of M&Ms that I just bought and it's already gone. So, you know, just keeping yourself proactive. You know, I know mothers are the same thing. You know, I know they're like, well, I got to watch all these kids. Well, what can you do with the kids? And I've done stuff with my little girl and she's only 2 years old, you know, just, you know, doing sit-ups with her or doing squats or even doing like a, you know, squat throw in the air, just not like fully on where she hits her head on the fan, but just like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, just doing some more engagement because not only are you spending quality time with those kids, but also you're getting a good workout out. You know, even if you were to go, you know, because I know mothers or even fathers, because now this is a new generation, you know, being, you know, because I'm a full-time father myself, take them to the park. That is a gym of itself. You know, you got the pull-up bar, you got, you know, you got the swing, you can pull the swing at 45 degrees and you can do rows, you know, a hanging row or whatever the case might be, or do lunges or doing like step ups on the bench, you know, you can go on that nice walk on your break time when you're at your sites, Kevin, you know, you got plenty of weights because you got tools in the back of your truck. So it's like anything that you have, you can use as a reference of a tool or as a weight. And or just using your own body weight, you know, like, I mean, if you look at all like the P90X stuff, I mean, that stuff right there, you can even download an app or, like I said, go back to Google. Google's a great thing. Like, what are some body weight things that I could do at work? And I'm pretty darn sure you will find something that gives you a workout just because of that.
Yeah, man, you're absolutely right. And people don't realize that, you know, I'm glad we're having this conversation. I think it's going to help a lot of people because in my mindset, even it's like, well, no, I need a gym membership because I don't have the dumbbells at home. I don't have the leg press at home. I don't have the treadmill at home. So you automatically think the only way you can work out is getting that gym membership when in all reality, it's everything you just said. You know, you can look around and the floor alone, you can just jump down there and start doing pushups and
exactly.
You can utilize everything and anything around you, you know, So yeah, that's some good info, man. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us about everything and sharing some of your knowledge. Like I said earlier, you are the one that I go to whenever I have a question for health, and you've helped me out in so many ways, and I appreciate you, man. And I just have one more question, if that's cool.
Yeah, go for it.
It is the new year, and kind of curious with you, what is your New Year's resolution?
And it's crazy that it sounds more or less of I want to be there for myself. I'm always, you know, I mean, we're always in our thoughts, and there's always you can do more. And I really want to start harnessing into my own ownership and being able to find what drives me to be successful. And, you know, because I'm always on the go and I'm always doing all these other different jobs, but I just want to find that thing that will actually get me to the point where I'm there for my family and I'll be 100%. So I'm not having to work so much, but yet to find something that will allow me to be there for my kids so that I can watch them grow and be the person that they want to be in and be there to support them through it. And, you know, just, you know, make sure I get plenty of rest. Cause I know, like you guys said, you know, I might seem like I'm like a very perfect specimen, but in my world, it's like, yeah, that's on the go. And there's times where I make sacrifices where I don't get enough sleep. And, you know, just taking that time to like, understand like, okay, you need to slow things down and then figure things out where you're actually getting everything that I just told you guys, you know, earlier on, where it's like, you know, making sure you're eating healthy, getting your hydration in there, sleeping well, and, you know, trying to eliminate as much stress. Because again, you know, if you're trying to do workouts and try to do fitness stuff, there's no point of doing something that's going to cause more stress on your body. Because when you weightlift, you're stressing the body because you have to micro tear those muscles to let them grow so that you can speed up your metabolism so you can lose weight. But if you already have stress in your world where you're not doing any of the other stuff, then you're going to lose and you're going to fail. And it's going to really reflect on the way you work out too. Because, I mean, you don't want to go into working out just, you know, being negative and being low on tired and not getting no food in your tummy and everything. And that's where a lot of people get that yo-yo effect because they're not doing everything else. Just to focus more on myself and just try to find what makes me the happier that I can be and stay where I'm at, where I'm physically fit and, you know, have my business and things of that nature. So I really want to focus more on my ownership to my life.
Sounds like a good goal.
Absolutely. And knowing you my entire life, I don't foresee any challenge in you being successful in every which way, man. So again, you know, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your knowledge. And I know I'm going to benefit from this conversation and it's going to be a useful tool for everybody listening, I think, man. So I really do appreciate it. I know you have to get going. You have to work soon, but I just wanted to thank you again. And we really appreciate you.
Yep. Thank you.
Coming on, man.
Oh, you're welcome. But happy New Year's, and hopefully you guys work on what you guys have as far as goals as well.
We sure will.
All right, man. Now get your ass over here and change my Huggies.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
All right. Bye.
Wow, that was an amazing treat.
It was informative, too.
Yeah, I was excited about that anyway. I mean, I talk to him about health and fitness all the time, but him elaborating and going all out, that was fun.
Yeah, it definitely put some ideas into my mind, that's for sure.
Well, for our first episode, I'm pretty happy with it. I think it all went really great. And yeah, 2021, here we come. Strong, you know?
Hella strong.
Yeah, we'll get
this. Be ready.
Yeah, put seatbelts on. Absolutely. Move on with our lives and get back to normal. I'm ready to go to a concert.
Oh my gosh.
Go on vacation.
Don't get me started. Concerts are our thing. And we haven't gone to one in over a year. It's not fun. We're not the only ones.
Yep.
So, well, all right. Thanks all for listening.
Yeah, thank you. And
we hope you got some, informative information from our buddy James. And
so yep. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.